is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers unanimously agreed to expand a law protecting immigrants from being blacklisted. CPR's Bente Berkland reports.
In Colorado, it's already illegal to threaten to report an undocumented immigrant to law enforcement in order to get something of value from them. The measure now makes it illegal to use that kind of threat to keep someone from doing something. Bill sponsors point to a case in Boulder where a domestic abuser threatened the victim with deportation if they went to police. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to have Camp Amache in southeast Colorado designated a National Historic Site cleared a major hurdle in Congress today. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The bill, introduced by Representatives Joe Neguse and Ken Buck, had a hearing in Neguse's subcommittee. Neguse and 90-year-old Bob Fuchigami testified in support of the designation for the former Japanese internment camp. Fuchigami and his family were held at Amache for 3 years. He said making it a National Park Service site would help tell a more complete story of America.
This history should not be ignored, forgotten, or remain invisible.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper today introduced a companion bill in the Senate. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow along the Front Range. Currently, Denver's at 35 degrees with light snow. This is CPR News.